Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
One of the highlights every month on Coast to Coast is when Earth Files investigative reporter Linda Moulton Howe joins us to share her reports on high strangeness happening all over the planet. Linda explores cases of remarkable Earth changes, baffling scientific mysteries, and incredible stories from witnesses who are revealing their paranormal experiences for the very first time. Become a Coast Insider, and you can hear Linda's monthly Earth File reports and dig into the Coast to Coast archive to check out her many previous appearances on the program. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
I want to talk with you about some current events, Heather, and a lot of people are beginning to feel a little uncomfortable with things that are happening.
Yes.
All kinds of things that are happening. I mean, the stock market is at a lower ebb in terms of it's going down a little bit. Still at record highs, but I mean, it's still going down. And people just seem to have lost some enthusiasm. Today, there was a Gallup poll that came out, and President Trump's popularity approval rating was at 36.
Yeah.
And that's pretty low. Now, there have been other presidents. I want to qualify that by saying that they've been lower, too. But it's so early in the game for that to happen. I mean, you'd expect them to be, you know, way up there. What's happening astrologically to create these kinds of events and these feelings?
Right. Well, when we want to know what's happening, we not only need to look at the president's chart, Donald Trump's chart, we also have to look at the chart of the USA. So, you know, anything that has a beginning has a chart. So countries have charts. When you get married, that's a chart. And every chart will have transits, just as you and I have transits to our natal charts. So what is happening right now? Donald Trump, he has a chart that it's kind of amazing how connected it is to the USA chart. So what that means, though, is if one of them gets, you know, if Donald Trump gets stressful transits or very stressful aspects, that means the chart of the USA is also going to get stressful transits. And that's exactly what's happened. Saturn has come in. Saturn, when Donald Trump took his oath of office, Saturn was opposing his sun. It was on his moon. It was opposing his sun. Saturn oppositions are very, very tricky. They're difficult. You can hang on. Saturn does, you know, it brings you some stability and permanence. So you can hang on to power, but you create, it creates a lot of resistance and opposition. And that was just kind of the beginning. What is happening as there are more and more challenging transits? One tough transit that Donald Trump is having right now, that he only had a little peek. You know, when that whole Access Hollywood tape came out, Uranus was just about to make a very hard aspect to the planet that rules his midheaven. Now, that is the career. That is, so he's president, that means that's his profession. But it just touched it a little bit, and then it moves back, because planets go retrograde. Well, it has now come back. It's really starting to hit that point, and it's going to stay there for a while. So that means, you know, he was able to recover because it was just like just for a little bit. But now that it's going to really hit that for a while, it means these kinds of unpredictable. It's harder to recover when you have a difficult transit. And Uranus is very disruptive. It's called the Great Awakener. It does liberate, but it is all about change. It rules electricity. So when it comes into your chart, it is hitting that area like a bolt of lightning.
And is there a light at the end of the tunnel here?
Yeah. Well, you know, yes, there is, but unfortunately, it's still going to be difficult, because even when I look at the USA chart, well, we're heading, you know, the Saturn in the USA chart was opposing the Mars, and that is the energy. That's the energy of the country that can create a lot of opposition, because Trump's sun is right on the Mars. So that is just an amazing conjunction, and that actually, but you know, Mars rules war. It rules whether somebody is assertive, aggressive, or violent. So it's a very aggressive aspect, and it's all leading up to having those come back with, it's leading up to a major solar eclipse. And the one thing that I really noticed about the solar eclipse that was so stunning, it falls on Trump's ascendant. Now, that is the physical body. A solar eclipse, it's very significant in that it kicks off energy for up to 6 months, and it illuminates whatever it touches. So I can't even, I mean, you think about it.
Well, why would his astrological chart, good or bad, and right now it's not great, but why would his astrological chart affect ours?
Because he's president, and so he's making decisions for us, and because he's linked, I mean, we're all citizens, right? I mean, of this country. I mean, mm-hmm. we're living in this country. So if the U.S. chart is afflicted, the U.S. chart, the ascendant, the health of the country, is undergoing a Neptune square. And I should say I'm using the Sibley chart. There are different charts. Obviously, we all know the day, month, and year. But some people, you know, Anthony Lewis likes to use a Gemini ascendant. Just so people know, I'm using a 12-degree Sag ascendant for a Sibley chart.
What does that mean?
That means Sagittarius energy is really the health of the country. And so whatever your ascendant is, if it's for you, it's your physical body. So for a country, it's the health. So for Neptune to come in and make a hard aspect, Neptune weakens anything it touches. And so it can create deception. It can create, it's also squaring the house that rules open enemies. It's a confusing time, and it just means the country is stressed. That's
extremely. But I mean, if he's having a bad day, why should we?
Well, I'll tell you what's most stunning is the fact that, you know, he's tweeting all the time. We're constantly thinking about this. This is what I want to see what happens with the solar eclipse. Well, this is why I'm concerned about the solar eclipse, because he is going to be even more illuminated. I can't even imagine.
You mean more so than he is now?
Yes, that is what I'm saying. It's hard to believe because he's all we talk about. He's, you know, so it unfortunately it means there may be some type of event or something's going to be happening because it's too significant of energy. That solar eclipse is right on his, it's shining
all right,
a light
now,
on
but
him.
But when you say something's going to happen, do we know if it's good or bad?
Well, let's, you know, we're always hoping, and it doesn't mean that
it could be catastrophic.
It could be
good, right?
Well, you know, it could be a combination, but it's definitely, well, also, there is something healing. Chiron is very active. Chiron is known as the wounded healer, and it is very active right now. Jupiter is making an aspect to it in the country's chart. So what it means is a wound is being exposed, but there is potential to heal it. So, yes, but this is the trick. Because it's Saturn, because Saturn has come in making hard aspects in all of these charts, we have to learn to play by Saturn's rules. So Saturn wants us to be meticulous, methodical, wants us to be the billy goat and just go, you know, one little hoof at a time up the mountain. This is also all over the Affordable Care Act chart. I did it. And
you did a chart on that?
Yeah, because that was March 23rd, 2010, because it explains why why they weren't able to repeal, why this was such a failure. Saturn wants us to slow down. And with, you know, in the Affordable Care Act, it was, you know, what they tried to do, what Paul Ryan, they were putting together, I think, 17 days. So that was sort of the opposite of Saturn energy. That was impulsive and rash. Obama, I think, took 14 months. And part of it was we were being told, oh, we've been doing this for 7 years. We're the billy goat. We're working. But really, it was as if the billy goat was airlifted and put on the mountain. And you can fool, you know, some people, but you can't fool Saturn and you can't get it through.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey, fam. I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.